leading the Doobie Brothers. I was just talking about Michael McDonald on the weekend because Saturday I was at the hospitals for Chatham Foundation Four Seasons Ball, a fancy fundraiser that takes place on the stage of the Conexus Arts Center. It was awesome. It had comedian Paul Reiser, whom I loved as the bad guy in the Aliens movie, and many adored him, of course, with Helen Hunt in the TV series Mad About You years ago. But he was the comedian on Saturday night. Had the pleasure of meeting him before the dinner in a small meet and greet, and I was really interested in asking him about his friendship with Doobie Brother Michael McDonald. They became friends a few years back when Reiser walked into a house party, and it was a hoity-toity affair, he said, and somebody had hired Michael McDonald to do a couple of songs at the piano. So Reiser likes to play piano himself, and he was telling me how he walked up to Michael McDonald in that party and said, I've got two pianos in my house. Would you ever like to come over and jam? And he said, sure. And they became really good friends. And as their friendship grew, Reiser said he kept tugging at McDonald for all those great stories of life as a Doobie Brother. And of course, it got pretty bad there with drugs and alcohol and how to break the bad habits. Anyhow, the stories all became kind of what Reiser said would be a book, and he would assist Michael McDonald on. And it's called What a Fool Believes. Came out last year. Good read, I guess. So it was kind of cool meeting Mr. Reiser. And again, congratulations to the Hospitals Regina Foundation. Another great fundraiser. And yes, details of the Fall Lottery Home will be coming out shortly. It will be in the creeks. Then after that, I think they're moving elsewhere. I can't say. I'm sworn to secrecy. Looking forward to revealing that, though, when the time comes. But here we are, start of a brand new month. Welcome to June. June brings the CFL regular season, including our green and white opening up Thursday against Ottawa. Wednesday, the Stanley Cup final start with you-know-who having a strong chance of rewarding Canada with our first Stanley Cup since 1993. And we'll hoist the Stanley Cup. I know it. Hey, the NBA final begins Thursday, too. This is a great month for sports fans, really. Now that we're into June, the French Open starts this weekend. Golf's U.S. Open next week. It's already summer blockbuster season again with a new one coming up on Friday. John Wick spinoff, Ballerina, is out on Friday. And a couple streaming favorites return this month of June, like The Bear. Not till June 25th, but it's this month and the third and final season of Squid Game.
Green light.
Premieres on Netflix June 27th. I haven't watched the second season. June means Father's Day. Put that on your calendar, will you? It's on the 15th. And it's also Pride Month. And, of course, summer becomes official on the 20th. So with the start of a brand new month, I thought, call upon my buddy Dave Phillips from Environment Canada. He'll join us after the 6 o'clock news for a June preview, and we're going to talk about weather up north, too, with those wildfires still evacuating. And, of course, concerns. We'll get into all the details here in a few moments with Kevin Martell. But going into this weekend, seating was about 88% complete. It's got to be even closer to being done now, right? Even though it continues to be hot and dry in these parts, another exhausting weekend for crews fighting those wildfires in Saskatchewan. The province still under that state of emergency due to wildfires. Air quality was absolutely garbage for everybody on the weekend. And so far, just more than 8,000 people have had to evacuate their communities. That's the number they're giving us right now. Oh, and the city hasn't given us the all clear yet on whether or not the issues at Buffalo Pond Water Treatment Plant are fixed up. So we're still under a conservation notice? I don't really think so. Nothing official yet from the city of Regina. But Sunday, Moose Jaw revealed there was no longer a concern for them. And they were told, the same time we were at the end of last week, that it was a voluntary conservation effort. So if Moose Jaw's ended, I'm assuming ours will today. Maybe we'll get an official word from the city of Regina at some point. Well, it was another loss for the Riders, 27-20 to the Bombers in preseason play, and they were 27 seconds away from not scoring the touchdown again in another preseason, but they got one before the clock ran out, and the roster got a little smaller Saturday. Coach May says 17 guys didn't make the final cut.
You get to know these guys on a little bit of a deeper level. And, you know, that's our decision to do that, knowing that the inevitable of just making final cuts, but it never makes it easier, man. It's It's not an awesome day.
Daniel Johnson seen his role increase for the Riders. He spent last year on the practice roster, and the second-year CFLer has made the active team this season. Let's jump in, though, to the preseason action with my buddy and Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst Belton Johnson joining me now. Good morning, pal.
Morning. How's it going, Greg?
It's going all right. Trevor Harris barely played in the preseason. Friday, we got to see Jack Cohn and Jake Mayer at the helm. How'd you like the play of those guys?
I'm sorry, Greg. It wasn't all that good. I felt like Jack Cohn played the best, you know, when you compare all both preseason games, right? And, you know, Jake Mayer, you know, went in scoring position a couple times and, you know, threw that interception once and just couldn't score when right there to score, right?
Still going to be a great team, though, isn't it, Belton? Don't let this 0-2 preseason matter, right?
And I'm not worried, Greg. I know what I predicted for the Riders. I'm going to stand by it.
Yes, you did say Grey Cup.
Well, on paper, this is a good team, right? And, you know, preseason games and everything, right? Everything I saw was kind of bland. I saw one deep pass pretty much all preseason. That was the one Jake Mayer completed the Robustelli, last preseason game. So I'm not worried. Not yet.
I like that Robustelli, though, didn't you?
He looked good, man. Like, really good.
Yeah, he got that pass there, what, for 48 yards, which probably would have been better. He stayed inbounds, but that was pretty sweet. Any other observations from the preseason game before we move on to the regular season?
Well, I think that was pretty much it. I got beef with Genius Sports with a negative 70-some rushing yards, but yeah. Hopefully that'll work itself out.
Yeah, that was on social media a lot on the weekend, too. Ottawa is here to open up the regular season on Thursday. What are you most looking forward to seeing in this game?
I'm looking forward to the Riders getting going here, right? You know, it usually takes a couple weeks for the offense to get going. I'm hoping it gets going sooner than later. That defense, you know, I got a feeling they're going to be flying around. They're going to be set ready to go here. But again, the offense, I'm looking forward to seeing a healthy AJ Ouellette running the ball. And I can't wait to see those shiny receivers, Schaefer Baker, Emlis, Picton, get all those guys together. I think we're going to have something special here opening night, Greg.
Yeah, Picton, he had 7 catches at the preseason game the other night, so looking forward to more of him as well. Okay, that's the Riders, and I know you have the Grey Cup in mind for them, but what else in the CFL? Who do you think is the other club to watch?
The other club to watch is, you know, I'm still going to say in the, over in the East there, I'm thinking Hamilton could be a juggernaut as well here, right? Bo Levi had a great season last year. I look forward to him continuing that because he got Kenny Lawler as a piece there for him to throw the ball to, right? So that would be the other team.
Okay.
And I'm kind of looking at the BC lines just a little bit, wondering what Rourke is going to do this season.
Yeah, me too. It didn't go the way he planned when he rejoined last year, but I think it's a whole different ball season for him this year as well. Belton, I look forward to the pregame show, cranking up on Thursday afternoon, getting back to football with you, pal.
It sounds good to me. Looking forward to it, Greg.
The reality is as great as warmer weather is, particularly for vacationers, it's not always that great for farmers if it's long-term, nor is it great for firefighting. And to the north of us right now, let's face it, the Shoe Fire has grown. It's still the largest and out-of-control fire. It's now about 14K away from Candle Lake, and more than 8,000 have evacuated from the north so far. And now that hotel reservations have loosened up after we had a busy weekend with a big hockey tournament and that skills competition over the Real District, there's more hotels opened up this week, and many evacuees are going to be joining us here in Regina too. But smoke slowed the start of the Rider game Friday night. It canceled flag football through the weekend because of the air quality. And with this new month of June coming, and here we are, June 2nd, Is anything going to be any different? Or do we have any much-needed rain for the North? These are the questions we'll dive into with my buddy David Phillips from Environment Canada. The expert, Mr. Phillips, welcome again.
Hey, Greg, nice to be with you. Boy, I tell you, we've often at this time of the year we're saying, okay, when is summer going to start? My God, I think people in Saskatchewan prairies really have had too much summer already. I mean, I really think that some of these temperatures that we've seen in the West won't be duplicated, even the dog days of summer. So certainly, even with 3 weeks to go for the official beginning of summer, we've really had quite a bit of summer. And we're stuck into this large high-pressure area.
Well, that's what I was... David, I was going to ask you that. Like, what is the fuel to the weather pattern that's influencing the North? Do we have like a honking huge high pressure right across towards the North, deflecting all the incoming rain?
Greg, you're right. We're stuck into this high-pressure area, a ridge. It's just like a big high sitting there, and the weather is just not changing. We're always happier and better off when the weather changes. You get three or four good days, and then it's followed by kind of a bad day, kind of a break from that, and you're back into the good weather. But it's just been day after day and week after week, and month after month, we've been under this sort of high-pressure area. The weather systems have been diverted well to the south or to the north, and we're just stuck in this almost weather-free zone, and it's just been too long. For example, in Regina in May, temperatures averaged about 2.5 degrees warmer than normal. I mean, you had 5 days where the temperature got above 30. There's some Mays you don't have that at all, and so you've had a good number of those days, and then it's just been the lack of precipitation. Oh, you got a real million-dollar rain there around the long weekend in May that brought 70 millimeters to Estevan, and Radville got over 100, and farmers were happy, and I think Regina got about 20, 25 millimeters of rain, and that was really a godsend.
Yeah.
But then it hasn't rained in the last 12 days.
And is there any sense of it changing, David, at all?
It really isn't. There is a chance of rain tomorrow. It's a 30%. I don't even carry an umbrella for 30%. And then all week, it looks like, it's one good thing is going to cool off. We're not going to see these 30-degree temperatures. They're like 21, 20, very close to seasonal, and that's comfortable. And for people fighting fires, that is a blessing. I mean, it's hard to fight fires when you've got all that poor air quality and the cool temperatures are welcomed. And so we're going to see that, but no kind of rain. If it's going to be a little bit of almost a nuisance rain.
Yeah.
Greg, we're getting into the month of lightning. We haven't had that, but we're going to get that. So, there's not a lot of good news ahead.
So the month of June is pretty dry, right? Like right across the models are showing?
It is. The summer is... Now, precipitation, it's hard to get it right day to day, let alone month to month. But the models seem to suggest that, hey, it looks like it's almost going to be the... a warmer is clearly in the cards, but in terms of precipitation, it's going to be just really... looking to the west and seeing that horizon getting darkened and hoping you get some precipitation, it's going to be tough. We're in a bankrupt situation now, and we're going to keep withdrawing moisture from the bank, and it's not good.
All right, David Phillips from Environment Canada. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
Not quite the middle, maybe, but in Saskatoon at least, the premiers are meeting Prime Minister Mark Carney, and the goal is to eliminate interprovincial trade barriers. National infrastructure proposals will be the focus in order to fast-track cross-Canada projects. The premiers will all get a chance to identify their priorities, and then let's see how long it takes them to get it into action, right? Remember, too, Prime Minister Mark Carney pledged to remove all federal barriers by Canada Day. He said doing that could boost this country's economy by up to $250 billion. Senior reporter Lisa Schick is on the way to Saskatoon this morning, and will bring us all the details through the day. And, of course, a recap tomorrow morning here on my show. Stanley Cup is set to begin Wednesday night at 6 in Edmonton. And I mentioned this last week in the handshake line of Game 7 last year. Matthew Tkachuk can be heard. They were all mic'd up telling Connor McDavid, see you next year.
See you next year.
Yeah, and Tkachuk was asked about that on the weekend.
No, I believe that it was going to be us two again. I think we're the two best teams in the league. And if everything would go right, it would probably be us two again in the finals. I mean, I have that confidence in our team, and they were the best team that we played last year in the playoffs. So I stand by that, and I believed it at the time, and here we are again.
Yeah, now that's the underlying storyline, right, in this series, right? Connor McDavid, Matthew Tkachuk, familiar foes in high-stakes games over the last year, meeting in the Cup Final last year. Tkachuk wins the championship game of the Four Nations face-off. McDavid wins. And now the Stanley Cup again. And, well, the Oilers are going to win, of course. Keeping with hockey, too. Just a reminder on the Green Zone today, Hall of Famer NHL analyst Jeremy Roenick is going to take his place in the chair today and share what he thinks about the Oilers-Panthers series and share a few other stories, too. He's going to elaborate a little more on this one here from the time Coach Mike Keenan tried to change the way he played at his first training camp in Chicago. Here's a preview.
Well, if he did it now, he'd be in jail. Let's put it that way. He'd go to jail for assault. And that's how strong of a coach that Mike Keenan was, that he was going to send a message across, no matter how physical or loud he needed to be. And, you know, he grabbed me around the throat, and it was a pretty tight grip around my throat, yelling at me to start hitting and stop being a U.S. high school, you know, blank, blank, blank.
More of Jeremy Roenick on the Green Zone today at 2:35 and the second part of the interview at 4:35. Years and years ago, my family, we billeted Regina Pats, one of which made it to the Chicago Blackhawks, Jeff Shantz, back in the day. And he played alongside of Chris Chelios, Jeremy Roenick, and we'd go to watch Jeff play. And one time, the first time I ever came out of the old Chicago Stadium, not where they play now, but the old granddaddy of them all, it was late at night after the game, standing out thinking I'll look for a cab, and all of a sudden this fancy car comes rolling around the corner and screech of the brakes, and it's Jeremy Roenick, and he says, "What are you doing?" Because I had met him previously through Jeff, and he says, "You can't stand out here, you're going to get mugged." So hop in the vehicle with Roenick, and we're off to Chris Chelios' bar and restaurant where they treated us massively. That night, it's just a blur. I couldn't believe I was hanging out with all these NHL stars. But one of the perks if your billet as a Regina Pat makes it to the NHL, which is good reason. They're always looking for billets. I know the Pats will always welcome a phone call if you'd like to billet hockey players, for sure. Okay, still ahead, we continue to monitor the wildfire situation up north. That Shoe Fire is now 14K away from Candle Lake Resort. I think last week it was about 20K away. But we're going to get an update on that, as well as more than 8,000 residents having to evacuate their homes from northern Saskatchewan now. And it's just as bad in Manitoba, where the Canadian Armed Forces is now having to assist those stranded. The fly-in area of northern Manitoba, where you can't drive, you got to be flown out. That's where the Armed Forces are helping people there now, too.